Oh, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtracks. It is time for the calendar. And not so much going on this last Saturday of January. Not so much going on the 31st of January. Not really so much going on the very first part of February. But then you get into February the 6th. Saturday, February the 6th. And oh my gosh, at the Fairhaven Library Auditorium there was a dance. It's a cool dance. They do these, I think the Macedonians are part of that wonderful Slavic band, too, Bellingham Residents. These guys are, they're amazing. And this is a kind of a folk dancer series that they're doing at the Bellhaven Library. It's not a contra dance as such. And they're doing four of them, I believe. And there's a lot of Middle Eastern, Eastern European and gypsy type things going on. So, and I've seen the Macedonians, and they are pretty amazing, or Macedonians, and it's going to be way, way, way exciting. So check that out at the Fairhaven Library Auditorium, and I think they start at 7 o'clock. First Saturday dance in Port Angeles at the Black Diamond Community Center. Red Crow is the band, and Mike Carker is the caller. And that'll be happening. That's the first Saturday there. It's out on Black Diamond Road at the Black Diamond Community Center. And that's where they do all of their dances. And they're all first Saturday dances. They have some awesome ones coming up. So be sure and check on that. They get the best callers. People like Laura Mae Smith and folks like that. So they do an amazing job. Second Saturday dance is one in Yakima. On the second Saturday, the 13th of February in Yakima at the Broadway Grange. And that's on Washington Avenue, is the Broadway Grange. And then a second Saturday dance will be at the Rockford Grange out there on Barrett Road. That's sponsored by the Mount Hood Folklore Society. And the second Saturday sing-along on the 13th of February at the Roundtable Pizza Parlor there in Richland. That's in the Tri-Cities, spawned out of the first Tumbleweed Festival. The second Saturday sing-along. So go and check that out. Bring something to sing. Bring something that folks can sing to. Alrighty, that's always a fun gig. Alrighty, and just a bunch of dances. Looking real good on the dance end of things. Don't you be forgetting now, you want to get your tickets to the Ducks. They're starting to sell quite a bit. I just checked. Go to Tickets West, 1-800-325-SEAT. That's 1-800-325-7328. Get your tickets to see the Ducks, D-U-H-K-S, this wonderful, mainly Canadian band. And they are really something, the Ducks. March the 4th is when that is, but get your tickets now. Sponsored by the WSU Performing Arts, the Ducks. Alrighty, great banjo, great fiddle. We'll hear from the Ducks later on in this hour. And also, don't you be forgetting the 50th anniversary of Alice's Restaurant on April the 23rd in Spokane. And that's going to be at the Bing Crosby Theater. And that'll be a fun, fun, fun show. And finally, I want to plug this because I think this guy's a really nice guy. On February the 20th, Matt Hammer is going to be the Three Rivers Folk Life Society concert for that third Saturday concert of theirs. And he's going to send me some stuff. We'll air some next week and the week after. Matt Hammer. And maybe even the week after that. Because he's amazing. And he's written a lot of songs about Alaska. And he's a guitar player. And he's got some folks coming down to help him out. It's the Three Rivers Folklore Society concert. So be sure and check that out. At the Unitarian Universalist Church there on Sylvester Road in Pasco. All righty. That'll be fun. It'll be fun to play his stuff. Matt Hammer. And no, I'm not doing any gigs. I don't have any gigs at all. But that's okay. That way I can do more radio. Alrighty, so here we go. Let's go back to one more from the Milk Carton Kids. Alrighty, it's called Getaway. Thank you.
Sleeping is all I want to do. I'm not ready to wake up and leave all that I knew. So as I wake, I wish I could sleep all day. Look at the clock and then I turn away. Even though I know I can't stay, I can't stay, I can't stay. I must wake up and face another day. Sleeping is all I wanna do. Though I know my life is waiting for decisions to be made. Wish I could just dream and slip away. Look at the stars, let the moon tell me she'll stay. Even though I know she can't stay, she can't stay, she won't stay. She must leave us for the sun to make a day.
Oh, Django's Cadillac. Remember them? They were part of the Tumbleweed Festival about, I don't know, 7 or 8 years back. They were originally the Cascade Trio, Django's Cadillac. It's Dog Mountain. For that, the Ducks, Sleeping Is All I Want to Do. From their album, Fast Paced. The Ducks have 5 albums out, and they're going to be at the Jones Theater there, Dagge Hall, on the WSU campus on March the 4th. Get your tickets. Get them now. 1-800-325-SEAT. You know, I said I wasn't doing any gigs, and I'm not for quite a while. But I am doing, with the group Mockingbird, the all-acapella women's trio Mockingbird, they have a new member. And hopefully we'll have something with that particular group soon to air. We're doing the Fairhaven Library Auditorium on Saturday, the 20th of February. Fairhaven Library. Go to Mockingbird's website, because I don't have one, because I don't understand them. It's kind of the same reason why I don't fly. And I don't drive, because I don't see. So it's, yeah. Anyway, so we'll be there, and then we'll be in Deming. And I don't know where it is in Deming on Sunday afternoon. I don't know where Deming is. But Mockingbird's set this whole thing up, and I'm just kind of peripheral. And it's their show, as far as I'm concerned. And they're sort of honoring me and allowing me to be a part of their gig. And I think that's cool. So check your newspapers and everything if you're in that neck of the woods. Mount Vernon, Everett, Bellingham area. Even if you get the show in Vancouver or Victoria, come across the border. Stay the night. Check it out. Alrighty, because it'll be fun. And one of the members of Mockingbird was originally with the group Lotus out of here in Moscow. And that's how all of that works. And that's how she knew who I am. So she has asked me, and the group has asked me, and it's quite an honor. So I will be working with Mockingbird at the Fairhaven Library Auditorium on February the 20th in the evening concert, and then a Sunday afternoon concert in Deming. And I'll tell you where that is next week. Alrighty? So fun stuff. Fun, fun stuff. Well, let's do the Ducks. This is 95 South. This is kind of an exotic sound. The Ducks, they do so many different things. And that banjo, Mr. Podolik's banjo is such a huge part of the whole thing. This is going to be a fun show. If you think, well, I'm a little undecided, I don't know if I want to spend the money. One, it's pretty inexpensive show. And if you're a WSU student, it's for free. And then seniors get different prices. Anyway, the point is you're going to be sad you missed it. Alrighty, the Ducks. This is 95 South. It goes like this.
Is anybody listening?
Like.
Dirk and Gofrey.
Yeah, the Ducks. Yeah, this is kind of an odd thing, and I was just kind of sidetracked. And they made those comments. 95 South, there's a combination of pop and folk and blues. Oh, my goodness. We have to take a little bit of a break. Yes, we do. It's coming up pretty quick. I need to let you know that Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And I'm your host, Dan Marr. And we still have a half hour left to go. And there'll be a lot of good music in that half hour. I promise you, a ton of good music. Who knows where we're going to go with it. Alrighty. So we're coming right back. You just hang on because we're coming back.
Northwest Public Radio's programs are made possible with support from the Blues Choral Society, presenting Northern Exposure, choral music by Northwest composers, featuring works by Charles Argersinger, Morton Lauridsen, Robert Dickow, and others, Sunday, February 14th, 4 p.m. at Haddock Hall on the UI campus. More at BluesChoralSociety.org.
The high today on the Blues is 40, and in the Lewis and Clark Valley, 46. To accompany the strong wind with gusts of up to 30 miles per hour, a high chance of rain continues into tonight. And as it starts to cool to 28 in Moscow and 32 in Lewiston, it brings a chance of light snow showers this afternoon and early evening. Tomorrow looks similar. A little bit colder, though.
that new rigged ship, man. That new rigged ship was cooking, going off someplace. So was the Django Cadillac. He hit the road at the end of that song, and then that new rigged ship got the good drum beat thumping and jumping, and everybody, yeah, doing it good. My goodness me. That's the Ducks doing a new rigged ship with the banjo and the fiddle and that awesome drum beat, and they're coming to Pullman on March the 4th. You better get your tickets, folks. And, you know, I'm not going to harangue you too much, but we just don't have those kinds of opportunities in this neck of the woods very often to have these notable, notable folk bands that have achieved so much. And so if I were you, I would go and check that out. March the 4th, get your tickets at Tickets West, 1-800-325-SEAT. If you're near the Pullman Coliseum or any Tickets West box office, you can go there on your time off or your lunch break, get your tickets there and not pay all those service charges. And that's a good deal. 1-800-325-SEAT for the Ducks on March the 4th at the Jones Theater there in Dagge Hall. Place holds about 400, and I'd suspect it'll sell out. So there you go. The Ducks. All righty. Where are we? Well, how about one more from Django's Cadillac, this minor swing thing here. Thank you.
One, two.
Everybody's happy while singing in the tub. Of course, everybody, I suppose that works. I don't know how many everybody sees everybody else singing in the tub. That's how it goes. Ronnie Arbon, Daisy May from an album that is out of print, and they're just starting to put the thing back in print called Cocktail Swing. And And it is more of a swing album than Ronnie Arbaugh and Daisy May did before or after. Oh my gosh, it's a phantom cut. Wow. There's a hidden... that was the weirdest thing. I thought that thing was done, and then all of a sudden that noise just comes out of the clear blue sky. Oh my goodness. What a way to scare a radio DJ. Have to send me down to ER and restart everything. Oh my gosh. Alrighty. Which was only a joke in terms of my... So don't get all hung up. Wow, that just really scared me for a second. Anyway... Art Theme. Yeah, let's go right out of Daisy May. Let's go into Art Theme because we play something by Art Theme every week until the annual, the year-long commemoration of his death this last May. And he is the real deal. This is folk stuff. This is pure D folk stuff. And I want to play this, and I want to play it and just think of it as folk, which is kind of why we're all here. All right? Art Theme.
Come and listen to my song. It's awful pretty and it won't take long. Sung it all the way from here to Hong Kong. Come a bibbalala do shy dory. Shoo rye, shoo rye, shoo rye roo. Sugar racka, sugar racka, shoo rye roo. When I saw my little bobolink, come a bibbalala do shy dory. I'm gonna buy me an old gray hoss. The Alleghenies I will cross. Gonna find the true love that I lost. Come a bibbalala do shy dory. Shoo rye, shoo rye, shoo rye roo. Sugar racka, shoo rye roo. When I saw my little bobolink, come a bibbalala do shy dory. I was down on the South Sea Isle. Folks all greet you with a smile. I rode back home, well, I think I'll stay a while. Come a bibbalala do shy dory. Now I've sailed the seas and I've trod the shore where Englishmen never went before. And I'll never shun wild women anymore. Come a bibbalala do shy dory. Shoo rye, shoo rye, shoo rye roo. Sugar racka, shoo rye roo. When I saw my little bobolink, come a bibbalala do shy dory. Dad went out in a Ford machine. He dropped a match in the gasoline. Went so high that he's never been seen. Come a bibbalala do shy dory. Shoo rye, shoo rye, shoo rye roo. Sugar racka, shoo rye roo. When I saw my little bobolink, come a bibbalala do shy dory. Man came from monkey, Darwin said. Where women came from I never read. But I know where some are going when they're dead. Come a bibbalala do shy dory. Shoo rye, shoo rye, shoo rye roo. Sugar racka, shoo rye roo. When I saw my little bobolink, come a bibbalala do shy dory. Well, here I sit on Buttermilk Hill. Here I sit and cry my fill. Every tear would turn a mill. Come a bibbalala do shy dory. My true love has gone to France. There her fortune to advance. She gets home, we're gonna have a little dance. Come a bibbalala do shy dory. Shoo rye, shoo rye, shoo rye roo. Sugar racka, shoo rye roo. When I saw my little bobolink, come a bibbalala do shy dory. Oh, come and listen to my song. It's awful pretty and it won't take long. Sung it all the way from here to Hong Kong. Come a bibbalala do shy dory. Shoo rye, shoo rye, shoo rye roo. Sugar racka, shoo rye roo. When I saw my little bobolink, come a bibbalala do shy dory. stranger in your city. My name is Patty Flynn. I got drunk the other night, the coppers run me in. Had nobody to go my fine, no one to go my bail. I got stuck for 90 days in the Portland County Jail. All such a bunch of devils, no one ever saw. Robbers, thieves, highwaymen, even breakers of the law. They sang a song the whole night long, the curses fell like hail. Bless the day that takes me away from the Portland County Jail. Now the only friend that I had there was Happy Sailor Jack. He told me all the lies he knew and all the safes he'd cracked. He'd cracked them in Seattle, he'd robbed the Western Mail. It'd freeze the blood of an honest man in the Portland County Jail. Now the only friend that I have left is Officer McGurk. He said I was a low-down bum, a no-good and a shirk. Saturday night when I'd get tight, he'd throw me in the can. Now you see he's made of me an honest working man. I'm a stranger in your city. My name is Patty Flynn. I got drunk the other night. The coppers run me in. Had nobody to go my fine, no one to go my bail. I got stuck for 90 days in the Portland County Jail.
From his album, The Wilderness Road. Art Theme. Art Theme, this album on Folk Legacy Records. Still cooking, still doing his thing out of Sharon, Connecticut. Folk Legacy Records. Caroline Payton still hanging in there and doing it. Sandy Payton died, and Lee Haggerty, I don't know if he's still alive, but Caroline Payton is still running that thing. She's got to be in her mid-80s. And she's doing it well. Folk Legacy Records, all but 9 of their original releases are out on CD now. Art Theme, The Wilderness Road. We heard the Portland County Jail. And we also heard a Bibble and a, yeah, sugary, one of those folky things, nonsensey things. But good stuff, Art Theme. Well, we're looking like we're about ready to wind it up because Heidi's singing about the highways and the freeways and stuff. Amanda P. doing the playlists. Amanda P. Cully, AP. And that stands for Associated Press. Anyway, she's doing a playlist. Email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R at WSU.edu or call me at 509-332-5047. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you and take those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because they are your roads, folks, and nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, we are out of here. We're having a good time, and we'll be back with another good time. See you now. Bye.